Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And a very good morning and welcome in here on WQAM. It is Tuesday here and I am Hollywood. Dan Day is to my right. Trevor is sitting right across from me. We have the, as Omar hates when I do this, the B team. In here for Joe on this this beautiful Tuesday morning, and boy, there is a lot of stuff going on. I'm driving in this morning. Tyler Hero's catching strays from the overnight show, the Pat Boyle show, and Tyler does an impact winning, and what are the Heat doing? Are they going to pay this guy this and that? And then I couldn't sleep last night. I was telling Trevor, my life is a mess. My house is a mess right now because we just moved in. Our movers lost the pieces to build the beds. So I'm sleeping on the floor, essentially, on a mattress. I just couldn't sleep last night. And I'm looking at Twitter, this is after midnight. And I see Barry Jackson is, feuding with people over this Tyler Hero thing. And people are starting to talk about his extension, which they don't have to do right now. And they're not going to do right now. And is Tyler worth it? Is he worth, whatever the extension's going to be? It's going to be close to $200 million, it sounds like. I don't know, man. I just think you got to let things play out just a little bit here and see what's what before we start making, major decisions with this roster. The guy overnight was like, is it time to do the rebuild for Miami? Should they just, shut it down and rebuild? He's like, well, Bam's in his prime. Tyler's, entering his prime, but I don't think Tyler will get better. And, they have Davion Mitchell, and they now have Norman Powell. They made the trade yesterday. The thing that's interesting about the East, though, is that I think every team can compete at this point, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that you got the Celtics, who have essentially gone into a rebuild. You have the Pacers, who, lost their two best players now, right? Miles Turner is gone. Tyrese Halliburton is gone. The Knicks are going to be there with their new coach. By the way, they finally got someone to interview for that job. So
someone took it.
Yeah, that's nice to see for the Knicks. But the East seems wide open. It makes it a little more depressing that they didn't go harder after Kevin Durant. But we'll see, man. We'll see. The Heat's the new big three, includes Norman Powell now. So I don't know what that does for anyone here this morning, but that's the move there, Dan. And we'll see, man. There's just I just feel like everyone jumps the gun on this stuff, and everyone's so quick to criticize Tyler and Bam. I think that's the core you're going with for the time being here. And if they decide to sign Tyler Hero long term, I don't have an issue with that, as long as you are aware and you realize that, like, Tyler Hero cannot be your number one.
Yeah, but heaven forbid you keep a guy who averaged over 20 points a game the past couple of seasons and was an all-star last year. Heaven forbid. Why would you want that on your roster?
Well, they're using the looter in a riot thing with him, right? He's putting up a lot of points, bad team. And it's actually a fair argument. I mean, it is, right? It's kind of a fair argument. But, that's kind of the argument that they are using right now for Tyler Hero. Anyway, that's the stuff going on with the Heat. The Dolphins, every time this Twitter, too, I open up Twitter, the Dolphins are just getting dumped on, man. I mean, it has become, I guess it's become the fashionable thing to just dump all over the Dolphins right now. And I don't know, maybe it's because we're so, like, in it that a lot of this stuff seems kind of normal. Like with the Dolphins, like, they've, you know, we're not used to having great leadership. We're not used to, you know, having particularly a functional, you know, organization, right? When you talk about the Dolphins. But this is, I gotta say, everyone is piling on. And I saw NFL Live was off for a week. They came back. They were piling all over the Dolphins. And, you know, now we got, Trevor, do we have this here?
I got it ready.
So everybody has a podcast now, as you know, right?
Yeah.
If you have a voice and you either played or you think you played or whatever, you have a podcast. So, Asante Samuel Jr., a name that has...
Senior.
I know. But Asante Samuel Jr. is a name that has popped up for the Dolphins here as a possibility, right? As the Dolphins just keep, you know, rattling names. And not the Dolphins. I shouldn't say that. The media keeps rattling off names, right? And that was one of the names here. But Asante Samuel Sr. Took aim at the Dolphins on... What podcast is this? Is this his podcast?
This is his podcast.
Fantastic. All right, let's hear what he had to say.
Dolphins had no reason to trade Jalen Ramsey other than they're sensitive. There's no leadership in the Dolphins organization. Mike McDaniels is a pushover. Chris Greer, the general manager, he has no backbone. These guys over here, the Miami Dolphins, they are running this team like a little league team. No one can stand up to the players. They're terrified of their own players, and they have no control over their players.
No reason to trade Jalen Ramsey.
Doesn't sound very good.
No reason.
I get what he's saying, though, right? I get that part of it. Like, you paid Jalen Ramsey a bunch of money. You know, someone should be able to step up in that locker room and keep the team in line. And That obviously never happened with Jalen. Now, look, Jalen Ramsey seems like a very, very, very difficult person from everyone I've spoken to that's around that thing.
Probably wouldn't have played this year, too, for the Dolphins unless they traded him, but that's no reason to trade a guy.
Yeah, so...
saw that it worked with Jimmy, right? Jimmy Butler?
But like, this is the thing that really bothers me about all this stuff, and I've held true to this take, Dan. I waffle around a lot and whatever. But this one I truly believe, and I don't think it's fair what has happened to Mike McDaniel with this whole pushover and, you know, no leadership and this and that. Mike had a style where he came in and was like, hey, you know what? I'm going to treat you guys as equals. We're not going to have this, like, you know, I'm not going to be Shula, and I'm not going to be Belichick, and, you know, I'm going to give you guys some leeway here and, you know, let you guys do your thing. I'll do my thing. And then they'll kind of operate like that, right? Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, the players have taken his kindness for weakness and have turned it against him into a negative. And, you know, that is, to me, is very unfortunate, because I don't hate Mike's approach in this new world that we're living in, this new friendlier world that we're in right now, right? I don't hate his approach, and I just think it's unfair that Mike tried to be a little bit more loose with guys and say, you know, look, these guys are making a fortune to play football, right? They're supposed to be professionals. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't need the coach to motivate you and to do all that stuff and to berate you and whatever. I think Mike seems to be well-respected when he gets up and speaks. We all saw it, right? They had cameras in there for Hard Knocks.
Yes.
He can get up in front of a team and speak. He's not like Joe Philbin. You know, I'm like, honestly, he's not. He can get up in front of the team and deliver the speech that needs to be given. But this whole, like, he's weak, whatever. And it is funny because the two different sides of this thing, right, Dan? When the team was winning, it's the coolest thing ever, right? Man. Oh, we love Mike. Man, he's cool. He relates to the players. He wears these cool shirts at practice, those watches he wears on the sideline, those sunglasses and the shoes and all. Oh, man, this guy's the coolest thing going. Then all of a sudden they start losing, and it's like, I hate the way this guy talks. This guy dresses like an idiot. Like
The prisoners, the inmates are running the prison.
Yeah, you turn on the guy so quickly. And I just think a lot of the stuff with Mike has been unfair, and the roster issues are not his fault, unfortunately. Those go back to Chris Greer. I think the guy, what did Asante Samuel Sr. there say? He said Chris Greer doesn't have a backbone?
Yeah, he's a pushover, yeah.
Jeez, man.
Okay, first of all, Asante Samuel Jr. played 4 games last year recovering from a neck injury. Senior, you might want to calm it down a little bit because he might not have as many options as you think. And the Dolphins, they said, are still on the table for Asante Samuel Jr. playing this year. So you might have to eat your words.
Yeah, it has become the popular thing to do now. It's happening everywhere. Played Tom Pelissero yesterday. It was like, you know, if this thing doesn't work, Tua and Mike will be out. We've played many clips over the last month that, you know, accuse the Dolphins of having no leadership, that it's just a free-for-all over there. And, you know, I think a lot of it is, to be quite honest, unfair.
You're right. The first 2 seasons, when you have winning seasons and make the playoffs, it's innovative. He's a great coach. He's changing the way coaching is. You have a bad season, and all of a sudden, the Dolphins have no direction. They're pushovers. What else do they have? No control of their players. Like, they're coming off not even a bad season, a mid-season.
Yeah, and look.
Like a little league, run like a little league team.
Yeah, that was harsh. These little league teams, by the way, down here. I don't know. I don't know if anyone's been around the little league lately, but they operate, man. They are the well oiled machine. But Dan, listen, you know that I have been relatively critical, to say the least, about the Dolphins. Right? I think they've made a lot of mistakes. This is not even a thing. They have made a lot of mistakes.
True.
I think they are dug in with a core of players that is not going to work. I think their quarterback is not going to get them where they need to get to. I think there's a lot, right, that I think is a problem there. But I don't think that Mike McDaniel is the pushover that he seems to continually get labeled as. And I just think it's unfair, right? All of us have had different bosses over the years, right? I've had bosses here that are on top of you and – you know, they come, you know, the second you finish the show, they're standing there waiting and they got foam coming out of their mouth and they're just ready to rip into you for all the stuff you did wrong. And that reminds me of like how Joe talks about his playing days, right?
Yeah.
Joe made a mistake. They got after him, man. They would just rip into him, right? Film session, embarrass you in front of the team, rip into you, make sure you didn't do it again. Now, I don't know how much that works anymore, to be quite honest. And I don't listen, before you jump at me, I don't write the rules. I don't make the rules to society. But I will tell you that it is friendlier out there. And I think everyone knows that. It is more family friendly at a lot of levels right now, okay? I just don't know that works anymore. But I've also had bosses, again, like, so you have the boss that's like foaming at the mouth and just wants to get after you. And I've had the boss that's like, hey, you know what? You guys are professionals. You know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You guys do your thing. And I'm here to help if you need me. And I like Mike's approach in that. Like, he's like, hey, you guys are professionals. You've been doing this your whole life. I'm not here to babysit you. I'm not here to berate you. Let's be on the same team with all this stuff. And, you know, For better or worse, I just don't think a lot of the stuff with Mike is fair. A lot of the criticism, but the job that he's done with Tua is very, very admirable. Turned a guy who wasn't going to be, I don't even know if he was going to be on an NFL roster when the Dolphins were finished destroying him with
Brian
Flores.
He was pretty broken, yeah.
He was a broken dude. This guy comes in and turns Tua into a quarterback that at times has looked like an MVP candidate. Now, I know that's misleading. The numbers are misleading. You know, Omar Kelly will sit here and rattle off every single sort of number to you, you know, all day long about how great Tua is. But the reality is that guy turned a quarterback who I still don't think is particularly good into a serviceable NFL player, right? And I don't think anyone would argue that. Like, the guy is serviceable at the least, right?
I mean, at the least, you'd got to say he's in the top half of quarterbacks in the NFL for sure.
But, man, I just think a lot of this stuff towards Mike McDaniel just seems very, very unfair.
And the other thing is Mike McDaniel's not the only coach on the team.
No.
So, you know, every coach has their own personality. So to say that, and I understand the head coach, you do take on kind of that personality. But to say, like, there's nobody rip-roaring and cutting into people, there are guys on this Dolphins team that are rip-roaring and cutting into people. And you saw on Hard Knocks, Mike McDaniel just doesn't sit there and, hey, guys, and he's cussing.
He's not Philbin, no.
He's getting in there. He's talking. He's being real with the guys. So to say it's a Little League baseball team and it's a participation trophy and these guys have no direction, pushovers, come on, man.
And by the way, that this whole thing with, you know, the younger coaches, that's how everything's trending.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you see it in college sports. You've seen a lot of these older coaches, the guys that are have been lifelong college coaches. They're like, it's enough. I can't do the new school of this. I can't do the paid kids. I can't do these, you know, entitled kids. I'm done. I can't handle it anymore.
Look, Danny, you're around a lot of college athletes sometimes, and you say it's a new age.
It's a different world.
It's back the days of, I mean, I would even say 20, 30 years ago, where your coach would say, run till you throw up, and you did it. And they'd ask you, why'd you do it? Because coach told me to. Nick Saban even said, you can't do that anymore. You have to say, you need to run these sprints. Why? He goes, you have to explain it to them now. There used to not be that explaining it. But if you go in there and you say, run till you throw up, a player's going to say, why? You have to have a good reason. If not, they're going to say, I'm not doing that.
Texter here, 814, says there's a reason all military members go through basic training. It's to weed out who can hack it. Yeah, I get you completely. And you can't, unfortunately, cannot compare this to that, right? These are players, I keep saying this to everyone, these are players that are going to start getting paid and pampered at a very young age. They just are.
Teenagers.
That's the reality, right? You're going to start getting recruited by agents and colleges and start getting money when you're, you know, in high school, and you're going to get into college. And you're right, Dan. Like, you know, if the coach looks at you wrong, you could say, hey, I'm going to the next school.
Yep.
If the coach says, hey, run to the, you're not allowed to say suicides anymore.
Oh,
right?
You're not? Okay.
I don't know. I think that's been
gashers
banned.
Or whatever
they
call it.
Anyway, that's what we used to call them.
Yeah.
But now I get the more friendlier world, right? It's a friendlier world. You're not allowed to say that anymore.
Okay.
But like, yeah, coach says, hey, run. Guy can look at you and say, I'm going to go to another school.
Yep.
That's the reality. That is the reality. Texas says, Hollywood is a Dolphins fan. I don't want to hear bleep about fair. They're a professional organization. This is about wins and losses.
Yeah.
Yes, and the buck stops with the head coach.
Who's
I get you.
2 out of 3 seasons had winning records and made it to the playoffs.
If you want to talk about Mike's X's and O's, his offense was a mess last year.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Okay. Even with Tua, and you know, I do all the post games, so I watched every single game with a pen and pad and, you know, took notes on everything. Even when Tua was in there, It looked off last year.
Yeah, and maybe people figured out what they're trying to do, all the gimmicky stuff, and maybe it's not going to work, and maybe that would be a reason to get rid of Mike. But I don't know. I just think a lot of this, like, he's not a leader, he's a pushover, all this, and especially from, like, outside guys like that, just kind of seems unfair.
And Asante Samuel Sr., you know this from what? You don't play for the team, you don't coach with the team, you have nothing to do with the team. Your son also has nothing to do with the team. You are just basically going off of what you hear in the media and see. So I don't want to hear all this Little League push, no backbone, all that stuff. He has nothing to do with the Dolphins organization.
All right, here's the deal. We have Kyle Crabbs going to stop by at 8 o'clock this morning. Kyle joins us every Tuesday on the show. He's one of our favorite interviews of the week. From the Locked On Fins podcast, and we'll get into it with Kyle. You know, I will see what he thinks. I'm guessing that he's going to agree that a lot of the stuff is, as far as the leadership from Mike, is unfair. Now, does the team have issues with leadership? It seems like it does, right? But at the same time, who is going to, in that locker room, who's going to stand up to Jalen Ramsey or Tyreek Hill? I mean, it's a different world right now, man. I just don't know. I don't know who's capable of doing that. We'll talk to Kyle about it, but good luck, by the way. If you want to mess with Tyreek Hill, if you're the coach and you want to screw with that guy, he's going to go Jimmy Butler on you. And the Heat, by the way, the Heat learned very quickly what happens when you screw with these guys, right? Yep. You screwed with Jimmy Butler. He shows up to practice. Hey, you're not going to start, by the way. Okay, oh, I'm not going to start? I'm going to take my ball and go home.
We were under the misconception. After what Riley said, Jimmy Butler's going to come back motivated. And he's going to play for that contract. And he's going to make that big money.
Those days might be over, Dan.
He did the absolute opposite.
Those days might be over. Guys don't want to get ripped publicly anymore.
No.
Those days are long over. And, again, I don't make the rules. I don't agree with a lot of this stuff. But this is the way it is.
Yep.
And I'm around the college stuff. It's different. Guys are very, very pampered and well taken care of before they even get to the pro level. So there is this expectation when they get to the pros, right? Hell, we see it with the draft. Guys trying to decide, which team they go to. And, we saw it in the NBA draft. Yeah, exactly. Guys picking teams he wants to go to, which, by the way, he ended up still going to a team that he didn't want to go to, and it cost himself millions of dollars in the process.
He did that. He had a good night last night, though. I was watching some of the highlights. But, yeah, it cost him. But, he had his quote-unquote say, although he didn't get anything. But, yeah.
Yeah, bizarre. All right, we got a bunch of texts coming in here. I want to do this because we don't talk a ton of Canes right now this time of year, and we had a really good season preview with Joe Z that we did really late in the show yesterday. So if you missed that, I want to play some of that back for you here. We're going to hear all the different position groups, and Joe tell us who he thinks can step up and have a big season.
There's been some ratings on these Miami Hurricanes. Have you seen some of the ratings that have come out?
EA Sports. We got the video game.
Yep, but not just EA Sports. USA Today saying some things, and I'll tell you this. Numbers aren't bad.
No, they are not. There's a lot of expectations for the Hurricanes. So we'll hear from Joe Z on what he thinks and who can have a big season for the Canes. And we come back. A lot of stuff to get to on the show today. Again, Kyle Krabs, stop by later on in the 8 o'clock hour, and we'll get into this Dolphin stuff, man. As never a dull moment here in Dolphin Land. We'll take a break back at.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back in here on WQAM. We're going to get all caught up on everything here. Coming up in the next hour, though, if you're just waking up, you're just joining us, we'll play this thing back here, this Asante Samuel Sr. It has become the fashionable thing to in the media now to just pile on the Dolphins right now. They have become the media punching bag here, Dan. the off season can get a little boring right now, right? It's July. We don't really have a whole lot going on. You had the trades, about a week ago, and all that drama. And now I think things have kind of calmed down here, and they probably, hopefully, hopefully will remain calm. By the way, no news outside of if the Dolphins want to make a signing or two here. No news out of that facility would be good news right now. That means everyone is laying low, especially without naming
especially
names.
Who?
Without naming names. Time to lay low here if you're a Miami Dolphin. All right, we're gonna head off to a quick pause here. Again, we'll get into this in the 7 o'clock hour. You almost feel bad for them, but I mean, obviously you don't, but you almost do. The Dolphins just have turned into the media punching bag. I think Mike Florio seemed to get it started. He was too, Mike Florio was like ahead of his time 2 weeks ago when he really got after the. It started with the top, man. Started in ownership, he said, and worked his way down. And now everyone has worked their way down and has really started to pile on this Dolphin team. So we'll hear some of that and more here in the 7 o'clock hour. And Kyle Crabbs will join us as well, as he usually does, on Tuesdays. 7 o'clock hours around the corner.
WQAM, broadcasting live from the Ed Moore Sawgrass Auto Mall Studios. Shop exceptional Cadillac offers now at the three-time
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.